Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is my man right here.
Live from Los Angeles, home of Super Bowl 56.
Dak, I don't want to take over this interview, but...
How about them Cowboys?
You know...
Now, you've never met diehard Cowboys fans before in your life.
No, first one.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Commanders head coach Ron Rivera. Former Saints head coach Sean Payton, still to come. 49ers quarterback Trey Lance, plus Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three. It's our final hour of this terrific Super Bowl week that we've had here in studio, our home game. Rams and the Rich Eisen Show, home games this week for us in Super Bowl 56. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We have some time to take your phone calls this hour. Also this hour, sneaky good games from Chris Brockman to take you to your Super Bowl weekend. Travis Kelce is going to be calling into the show in about 18 minutes' time, so we'll chat with Travis. And I'm thrilled to say that I had a good chat with Trey Lance. Now, you know... It's very rare that on a football Super Bowl Friday that we're going to talk to a rookie. We don't usually like to hold it to guys who start on the field this year, but most importantly, we want to give you the Super Bowl feel of a Super Bowl week by talking to people who have been in it or have, if they're fortunate enough, won a ring for it, or giving us a unique perspective on who's in it as well. And Trey Lance is a kid who, as we all know, sat and watched Jimmy G do what he's doing. And Joe Montana said this very day that the 49ers should stick with Jimmy G until they see what they have in Trey Lance. And, you know, I think that's particularly nuts, to be very honest with you. And I say that with all due respect. I should have said that in advance to Joe Montana. It's just like, you know, they turned to him at some point, you know, and look what he became. Nobody saw that coming. So why shouldn't Trey Lance be afforded that? And I think part of it is the fact is that he started the year through the first touchdown pass of the year for the 49ers and then went ahead and sat there and watched. All of a sudden, Jimmy G started getting all the snaps, kind of figuring what's up with all of that. And then the 49ers got all the way to the NFC Championship game in this stadium and had a 10-point lead in it. So what is Trey Lance thinking of all of this? Because the 49ers, I'll tell you what, they can run it back next year and maybe go make another run. Or Trey Lance is the one who can run and pass them all the way past to the where they got this year. What's going on between his temples? I chatted with Trey Lance just yesterday.
Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Sleep Number, just a couple of days before Super Bowl 56 in SoFi Stadium. This man was on a sideline last time there was a game in that that stadium. He is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, courtesy of Sleep Number. Trey Lance, how you doing, Trey?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Last time we spoke was before you were about to be drafted. That was crazy. The last time that was the last time we spoke.
Things have changed.
I should say things have definitely changed. How have they changed from your point of view, Trey?
Seeing the world, the NFL, a little bit differently, I would say, as overall, you know, learned a lot this year, obviously, on and off the field. But I feel like I'm in a really good spot right now.
Okay. What did you learn about the NFL?
I learned the business side of it a little bit and kind of just how things work. Not only just within our organization, but just talking to guys that are rookies throughout the league, learning about, you know, what are the other situations are like. And, you know, obviously from a football standpoint, I feel like I'm in a very, very different spot than I was coming in.
Okay. And what is the, let's drill down a little deeper. The, what business side of the NFL did you learn about?
Contracts, understanding how people get jobs and how people keep jobs, and understanding now the turnover. I guess my biggest question throughout the end of the year is, you know, not wanting to ask, but Nate Sudfeld was a guy that I would kind of come to all these questions with, but, you know, how much turnover is it from a coaching staff? Like, what's typical, you know, getting down to the end of the year, because you see it, you know, on social media with Mike getting the Miami job, things like that. You know, you want guys to get those opportunities, but, you know, it's not like college where, you know, everyone's there for 4 years and then guys are coming back. So, and being a rookie, at least me personally, I don't necessarily know all the guys who are in their contract year, you know? So I was really just wondering, my biggest questions towards the end of the year were just wondering and trying to figure out, you know, what's it going to look like next year? You know, what's the coaching staff? Are we going to have half the guys leave, especially with guys on our team? Because we had a real cool, awesome, and close-knit group of guys in that locker room this year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I heard that from pretty much every 49er that I spoke to. And again, I have not spoken to you since the day before, I think 2 days before you were, in fact, drafted by the 49ers. So how much were you expecting to start this year at all for the 49ers?
I'm sorry. My mindset going in was just to be able to compete after, you know, being there, getting drafted, you know, the whirlwind, rookie minicamp. You know, there's really no way to have a whole offense learned in those 10 days that you get between the draft and rookie minicamp. So for me, leaving OTAs, I think was kind of an eye opener for me a little bit. I wanted to be able to compete, you know, because if you don't know it well enough, you can't compete. So came into training camp and felt like, you know, I at least put me in a position mentally where I was ready to compete. So I didn't really put expectations on starting any games. Honestly, I was coming in trying to learn as much as I possibly could and be as ready as I possibly can, which I felt like I was every week.
And then you threw the first touchdown pass of the year for the San Francisco 49ers.
did Trent Sherfield.
Yes, you did. I mean, and then the season unfolded and you began to appear less in games. I mean, that's just one way to put it, where the plan appeared to be that you would come in and not spell Jimmy G, but, you know, come in and take some snaps, certainly in the red zone. But then that stopped. What do you owe that, Trey? What can you share about that?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, game prep throughout a week. I had a lot of conversations, obviously, with Kyle about it. And game prep throughout a week, you know, teams are going to game plan. Yes, game plan for both of us to a certain extent, but when I was in the game, for the most part, we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, we didn't know if it was going to be in front, off front, quarters, you know what I mean? It could be a whole different situation. So it got hard for Kyle to know, you know, if I don't get into a rhythm or if I don't play multiple downs in a row, it's hard to just call a play blindly. You know, it's like calling a trick play almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And then the times that you got to start, the challenges were what for you?
I think the weeks I got better, the most, not that I didn't get better every week, but, you know, obviously taking reps and every single rep you get, you know, I get better from. So for me, those 2 weeks were huge. I thought in my development, I was super thankful for those. Cause I think both of them, again, I learned so much from not only just the game, but the practices and walkthroughs and everything, just being in that role throughout that week, was huge for me.
Trey Lance here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Sleep Number, which we'll talk about in a moment. So whatever you're willing to share with the message you were given in your exit interviews, are you expecting to be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers this fall,
Trey Lance? Yeah, it's absolutely my goal. I'm going to be as ready as I possibly can, you know, OTAs, training camp, and absolutely week one.
So did they tell you there will be a competition at this position?
No, they didn't say that.
Okay.
But obviously everyone's heard, you know, if Jimmy's going to leave, if he does or doesn't, if he does, obviously he deserves to go into a great situation. So I think they're going to make sure they do get that done if Jimmy does leave.
Right. And so if he does leave, then the gig's yours, pretty much.
That's the plan. That's my plan.
What will it look like, do you think? What will the 49ers look like? For just you as a starting quarterback? What do you envision it looking like?
I got a lot of guys around me that can make a lot of plays. I mean, from top to bottom, receiver room, running back room, wide back, Debo room. I mean, we got some weapons and special guys. So for me, it's going to be, you know, finding ways to get those guys the ball as efficiently as I can.
And have you spoken with Anthony Lynn already? Have you been coaching?
I haven't actually.
Okay. All right. And how much in the playbook are you, like, on a day like, say, today? I mean, what do you do?
Right now, I mean, this week I'm taking some time trying to get away. But definitely we'll hit the ground running again. Just going through scripts, going through tape. Talking with Kyle as much as I possibly can this offseason, I think will be one of the biggest things for me.
What are those conversations like? I mean, we always hear about coach quarterback relationships and also coach quarterback connections. I mean, for the Super Bowl coming up this week, we hear all about how Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford have progressed together, and obviously Joe Burrow in just year two, what he's able to do. What about that with you and Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, I think it's just for me and or for us, it's just continued to build that relationship, understand how I see the game, him understanding how I see the game, and vice versa. Obviously, I'm trying to get to that point where it's every time he talks football, I need to write everything down. He says, like, I want to record it. He's just that type of brain. It's same with Mike McDaniel. He's one of those people that, I mean, I haven't been around too many people like that, where every time they talk about something, it's like it really means a lot, you know, and it's one of those things I want to write it down, because if I don't, I feel like I'm missing out on something. But for me, I think, yes, watching tape with Kyle, I think is a big thing, whether it's tape from my games, tape from Jimmy's games, any of the games this year, understanding how he sees the game and making sure that we're on the same page throughout the year.
And also, you know, what's going on with Burrow this year. You could see how somebody can go from top five pick. Obviously, he was one. You wound up being third overall. To go from that, and this year you had a couple of starts. Burrow had only about a month of starts before he got hurt, to the Super Bowl. Do you think you can do that with the 49ers next year, Trey?
That's the goal, absolutely. The goal and the plan and the expectation, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of work needs to be done before then. I understand that. But yeah, definitely very excited for this opportunity with this group of guys. We got, again, a real special group.
All right, tell me what you're doing with Sleep Number, Trey. What are you doing?
So I've been thankful to be able to be partnered with Sleep Number. Sleep's, it's perfect for me. Sleep's always been important to me since my mom instilled the 8 p.m. bedtime in me. But very thankful to be able to partner with them. Everything they've done for me and my family, I was able to get my grandparents to bed for Christmas and little things like that. And they're also, you know, a company with a purpose. They donated $5,000 to start an annual scholarship back at my high school to the Pride the Tiger Foundation. So now there'll be an annual scholarship in my name. And obviously the product, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, is second to none. I don't remember the last time I slept in it and didn't sleep through the night. I mean, it'll adjust throughout the night for you to keep you comfortable. I mean, you can have a heating pad, cooling pad. It does a lot, and it obviously is something I'm very thankful for.
All right, I'm going to bite on what you started with. What do you mean 8 o'clock bedtime? What's that? What do you mean?
Oh, I had 8 o'clock bedtime growing up, and probably until I was like a sophomore, junior in high school.
Come on.
Swear.
Okay, I'm going to play
this.
It's
a good thing, though.
No, but I have a 13-year-old, and I have a 10-year-old, and I have an 8-year-old, okay? And none of them want to go to sleep before 8 o'clock. None of them. And they're always like, I'm getting older. Back off, Dad. The 13-year-old's like, my friends are up all night. You know, I feel like a baby when you do that. So Trey, I'm going to play this for them and say, look at Trey Lance. Look what Trey Lance is and who he is. Good person. That's first and foremost. And second, like, look what he's become, right?
Yeah, correct? Let me get in touch with them. Actually, you know, if you wanted to get him a Sleep Number bed, that might, you know, okay, expedite the process.
No, I understand that. You know, I know what my Sleep Number setting is. I know I've got a 60. That's me. Okay. So, sure. I mean, do you do babysitting when you're not
we can, in the playbook? We'll talk after this. We'll be able to figure something out.
But 8 p.m., how did you stand? Like, you didn't push back? Your mom didn't get pushback from Trey Lance and sophomore
it was just
high school?
So, you know, you got so used to it that it was a good thing. And I'm the type of person, I know I need my sleep. Otherwise, I'm not someone that you guys are going to want to be around. You know, you wouldn't want to talk to me.
Okay. I've got it. All right. That's incredible. Okay. And now look at you, what you have become. Where are you watching the Super Bowl? Where are you watching it?
I'll be at home in the Bay Area.
Okay. Little party, little something, little get together or?
No party.
No.
We're supposed to be there. So
What do you eat? What's your favorite Super Bowl food?
You know, when you're growing up, you have, you know, the whole big Super Bowl party with the nachos and everything like that. Nachos is just what I think of when I think of Super Bowl party. Okay. Not sure why, but that's fair, right?
I'm more of a pizza guy. Pizza's okay. First ballot Hall of Fame Super Bowl food.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a classic. Can't go wrong.
Okay. Well, this is what we'll talk about maybe 1 year from today, when you don't forget about the ones who are interviewing you now and the days before you get drafted, Trey, right? Just don't forget.
Doubt.
Don't forget.
No, when I'm babysitting, you know.
That's I won't tell them, okay? I won't tell them it's Trey Lance coming to babysit them. And I also will leave it up to you to institute that 8 p.m. rule. It's just,
okay. Yeah,
it'll be a holy heck of a mess if Dad tries, I'll be honest.
Totally. We'll figure it out.
Trey Lance, everybody, from the San Francisco 49ers and courtesy of Sleep Number right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay. What'd you make of that? I think you're crazy if you think anybody other than him is going to start week one in San Francisco.
Totally agree.
That's
totally
it.
Totally agree.
And let's go. You drafted him. You gave up all those picks.
Yep.
You saw, I think, Jimmy G's ceiling. Which is, yeah, he can get you to the Super Bowl and, he can get you there. He can. But this kid, in this world where you get all sorts of matchup nightmares and problems and escaping the pocket and all the games that they do with the football at the point of attack, and he's bigger than Debo, man. Coming downhill at you and then stopping and throwing.
Yeah.
To Kittle or whatever, this is why they got him.
Yeah, all of that stuff too, Rich. You and I play poker. They're pot committed. They've spent too much capital to get the guy to move up and take him. He's going to be the guy no matter what. He's going to get his shot.
And you heard him say that the 2 weeks that he got the starts, that's when he got better. And I know the results did not look good. They lost to Arizona, and they needed a good second half to get past Houston at home. Got it. So he's going to be the starter. Folks, and I know Joe Montana, I mean, Joe's saying today that when are you going to see what you got in him? Unless you play him. Get him coached up.
Yeah, not going to be in the preseason.
Get him coached up.
So
let's go. And you got a great coaching staff to do it. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines right now for our next guest. Hey, you know what? Honors was a great night last night. The stars were out. It was a total Los Angeles night. But no one was more Los Angeles than the only guy that I saw who showed up in sunglasses and wore them indoors the entire time. And he is the all-pro tight end and friend of the program, courtesy of our friends at Courtyard by Marriott.
All right.
Travis Kelce. How are you, Travis?
Rich, how you doing, big guy? How you doing, man? I wish I was playing this dang on game, man. I'll tell you what, it's this one stings, but I would say that I am enjoying myself. Last night was absolutely amazing. How can you not root for a guy like Whitworth?
Right.
And what he's done in the community. I mean, he just motivated me to go and lend a helping hand to anybody and everybody. It was a special night last night.
I love it, man. It was a great night, and I greatly appreciate you calling in as always. But I'm sorry, I just got to dial it back a little bit. What was with the shades all night, Travis? What was with the shades all night?
Oh, you know, you gotta keep it cool. The lights were bright last night, Rich.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? The lights were bright.
Even indoors. Honestly, even indoors.
Yeah, the front row? Are you kidding me? You got the lights right in your face. That's right. You got to make sure.
Okay.
You take care of the eyes.
Now, I'm always focused on, you know, where I am in a promo photograph, you know, whether I'm in the center of it, you know, for whatever TV shows I'm doing with all my other colleagues. And I'm very, you know, always aware of where I'm seated, say at an event like this. Notice you had a better seat than your brother last night, Travis, even though you're both situated very well. Did you say anything to your brother when you turned around and said hello to him, Travis?
I was confused on why they put the other 87 right next to him. He sat right next to Rob Gronkowski. And I was just like, why wouldn't they just switch me and Rob and put me next to my brother, because that's the real reason why I was there, is my brother was up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year award for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I was confused on that, but I'll tell you what, I'll take a front row seat anytime.
That's
you know, if you're going to hand them out, I'll take them.
So you're sitting in front of Rob Gronkowski, for crying out loud. Again, I don't want to start anything, even though I really am. The Watts sat next to each other. The Watts sat right next to each other. They did that for them, and we gotta fight for the Kelces, brother. We gotta do it.
I gotta talk to the NFL about this seating situation.
You should.
It's unacceptable.
You should.
Absolutely unacceptable.
Absolutely, totally unacceptable. I agree. Well, at any rate, man. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I just wanted to stir things up. That's the only thing I like to do here. So you know, you mentioned you wish you were playing in this game. That said, though, you are from Ohio. You are a Cincinnati Bearcat. Have you heard from back home about how happy people are, even though your misery kind of added to their enjoyment, Travis?
Yes, and that's probably the hardest thing is talking to all my friends and family, my teammates from Cincinnati, all the people that I've you know still keep in contact with. I'm trying to enjoy rooting for them, but it's tough. It's hats off to the Bengals for how they persevered through the entire playoffs, really. I mean, finding ways to win in the second half, but the way we lost, I really feel like we gave it to them, and that's my personal opinion, man. That one hurt.
Well, I know, and then of course you were on the business end of a Keegan-Michael Key one-liner about the second half of football last night.
Yeah, I almost booed him. I'm a big fan of
No, I understand
Keegan,
that.
He almost got a real loud boo right when he said that joke.
But I know that.
I kept it cordial. I didn't want to go out of line.
Understood.
And I just he also kind of, I don't know if you knew this, but he's a big Chargers fan.
Mm.
And he was at the game during the season where, you know, I called game in overtime. So I think he was, I think he's still, I don't want to say a little butthurt, but he still might be feeling a little butthurt about that one. So he had to take a shot.
You did call like game it. With a whole boatload of yak, man. That's no question about that. What is your answer to the question that has been asked quite a bit over the last weeks? Like, what did happen in that game? Did it all start with the way the first half ended, Travis, do you think?
No, so they made second half adjustments that and we needed to make plays. You know, they have a great defense. They really do. They play well together. They have a stout front. Their secondary makes plays when the ball's in the air, and punch the ball out when they can. And it's just, you know, hats off to the Bengals. They made second half adjustments, and we got to be able to be better in those situations. I personally think that I got a little uncharacteristic myself. I had a drop here and there. I kind of elaborated on a few routes that might have, you know, screwed up some timing, messed up some things. But I think that when we have had those moments of struggling to get the ball down the field, I've tried to do too much. And that's where I'm at. The biggest thing for me is always looking at the guy in the mirror and trying to find a way to will my team to win the next time. And so I'm always self-evaluating. I wish I would have been better for my guys.
Well, I mean, you know what a Super Bowl is, and playing in one and winning in one, and also know the hype involved. I'm sure you're hearing it, that if Burrow and the Bengals win this one, then perhaps this is a Bengals conference and that the torch has been passed from you today. What do you say to that?
I would say that they won the AFC, so it's their conference to win, to lose next year. You know, that's the reality of it. And I got to eat that for breakfast every day until next year.
And how do you consume such breakfast, Travis? How do you consume that?
You just eat it as fast as you can, Rich. Mm-hmm. You just eat it as fast as you can. You try and figure out, you know, what's going to make this breakfast taste better. And from there, you know what I mean? Hopefully we're making pancakes and French toast next season.
Well, it sounds like you are eating this breakfast and serving up a side of Underdog that you know, that you're no longer the favorites, because you will wear that and pressure's off and you got the house money now. Now they
it's
don't.
Reality. It's reality, like. Rich. You gotta get a tip your hat when you can, man.
Hmm. So you're just setting up a narrative that you're going to just want to jam through to everybody.
I'm coming back with a vengeance.
Like a Liam Neeson movie.
Well, that sounds like Travis Kelce in, what is that, Taken?
Taken.
Yeah, it was Taken. It was taken from there. The championship was taken.
I will find you.
This is Travis Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, so you are partnering with my friends at Courtyard by Marriott for the sleepover, yeah. Right? That where people
the
are going to...
The official hotel of the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And I'm excited to shine some spotlight on what they're doing with SoFi Stadium. They're a Super Bowl... sleepover contest. That is, a super fan is going to get a chance to win the night before the Super Bowl. So the Courtyard Marriott turned a suite in SoFi Stadium into a hotel room.
Yeah, we're
so
looking at you. We're looking at you on that king size bed, having a good time with your shoes on,
yes,
Travis.
I got the first belly flop on that one. I'll tell you, if you've ever laid in a Courtyard Marriott bed, that's the one right there.
That's
I'll tell you what.
That's
you get some
it.
Good sleep in that one, and then you get to throw the curtains back and see SoFi looking beautiful and all done up for the Super Bowl, the biggest stage in the world. It's an experience you only get with Courtyard Marriott.
Wow. Do you know who's the one who's going to be – I don't know if I should say this. I'm telling any tales out of school. You know who's checking those people in this weekend? Do you know that person?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell
you. That's a good question. I don't know where the front desk is.
I'll tell you who that person is.
I don't know if they even got a bellman.
You're talking to that person. Travis.
I'm interested in what they're going to do about the shower situation.
Well, I mean, I'm on it.
They have big sinks. They have huge sinks.
Shower situation. How about
and cleaning it up, or what are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you. Since I'm the one checking them in, Travis, you're talking to that guy. Maybe
Let's
it's
go.
Yes. Maybe.
Nice.
Hold on a minute. Wait for it. Maybe it's a Gatorade shower, right? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It's the Super Bowl after all.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it.
What
yeah,
color
yeah.
is the Gatorade? Because I want to bet
oh,
on
Oh, stop.
That.
You're like, it's crazy, dude.
Like red.
This man alone. Right, he's an NFL employee of the Chiefs, man. Leave him alone.
You're right. Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
Leave him alone. All right. What are you doing this season? What are you doing in the offseason? What do you got? What do you got?
I think we're going to now focus on trying to get out of the gates. Earlier or faster this year than this past season. Obviously, we kind of stumbled coming out the gates this year after a big win. You know, just trying to reevaluate myself every single year in, year out, always trying to get better, Rich. I think a lot of fun. You always see me all over the place traveling, playing golf.
That's right.
So
I'll be honest with you. I'm
doing all of that. But
yes.
At the same time, I got a determined mindset to come out hot.
You know what? I know you're focused, and you've got your career trajectory taking you back to the state of Ohio, and I don't mean to play football. I mean for you to actually be enshrined. I can say those things. Don't worry about it. But I'm more interested in the Kelce aspect of it. Not many people are Travis Kelce. Not many people run like you run, figuratively. Nobody can wear shades like that. Nobody can shave off a beard and have people pissed off that they do that. I want the off-season Travis Kelce plans. What do you got? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I know one thing. I'm keeping the beard. I'm not getting rid of this thing. I learned
that's it.
In that regard. I'm not just going to get some flames on social media again.
Okay. That's number
but
one.
But I will say that we're going to have a lot of fun. You might see me on the tube a little bit more with a microphone in my hand.
Oh. Like, what do you mean? What do you got?
Well, come on. I've always had fun, you know, acting like a commentator in the living room, mocking everybody for the most part. But I think, you know, that's something after football that I would enjoy doing.
Oh.
I've seen a lot of guys transition into that world.
Yes.
And I think it's about time I start to really, you know, just do the skating. So you might see a little bit of me here and there with a microphone in my hand.
What are you doing? Like for okay, because now I'm thinking.
It's not fully
baked?
Tied together yet,
okay.
So I don't want to spill the beans. But I'll tell you what, when I do know exactly, I'll have to jump back on.
This is my lane. No. This is my lane now. Okay. This is my lane. You're talking my world.
I can never be Rich.
No, I'm not hearing your footsteps. I mean, Tony.
I'm not fueling the entire '90s. Of just the sports world that was Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky,
yeah.
Just the icons.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, you made watching sports and listening to sports fun for kids like me to where I fiend it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I fiend it. So I'm not looking to try and be the next Rich Eisen.
No.
That's close to impossible.
Well, Travis,
I'm looking to have some fun, though.
Travis, you're awesome. You know how I feel about you. You could take the close two out of it. It's impossible. You can't be me. So let's just put it that. Let's be honest here. So
I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
I speak things into existence. Okay. So look. So are you talking sports? Is that what you're talking about, or entertainment?
Yeah.
Do we even hear entertainment?
I think I'm trying to figure out exactly what that is. You know, I grew up loving game shows.
Oh.
I grew up, you know, appreciating, commentating in different sports.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what exactly it looks like. I just want to become more experienced in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
I know it's a different world for me. And I just, I'm kind of unaware, and I just want to be more aware about it.
Well, you have my number. If you have any thoughts, questions or whatever, you know, the Watts did not reach out to me before they did their tag, and they got canceled after 1 year. So that is a cautionary tale. Okay. I'm here for you. I'm a resource. Certainly, if you're going to give away cash and prizes, my God, I will watch that show. All right. I will watch that show.
It's too funny.
You know,
I'm gonna be hitting you up now.
Do it.
Fans of this one.
I'm serious. Like, please do. Absolutely, please do. Please do.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right, right back at you. Go ahead and do whatever else you're doing. And thank you for partnering up with Courtyard by Marriott. It's an incredible event. The winner of the contest is from Chicago.
Hey now.
Chad Vincent's gonna be the one staying overnight.
The Bears, baby. The Bears.
That's it. Okay, very good. Well, the Bears are now in the Super Bowl. There you go.
They made it.
There you go.
Stadium.
Fantastic. You take care, Travis. I hope to run into you. You be well.
All right,
but
guys. Seriously,
reach out to me. Reach out to me.
You know it, Rich.
Okay.
You know it.
Take care. Travis Kelce, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Right here. Dude, is he going to do a game show? Is he going to do something?
I don't know. Del Tufo thinks he's going to, do something else.
Oh, you already know, which means it's for Fox.
No,
I'm you're trying to cover your tracks now.
I'm not covering my tracks. I'm just saying. I think I might.
You might know.
I guess. Then I think I'm right.
What is it? What do you think? Why can't you say?
The football league starting in a couple weeks.
Well, spring football.
Spring football.
Fox. USFL.
Okay, so that is Fox.
Yeah, perfect way to start.
Okay.
It's Fox and NBC, but I mean, it could be.
Well, Travis Kelce would definitely get me interested in hearing what he sounds like.
I said to Brockman, I can totally see him getting into that. It's in the perfect time in the offseason.
It is that, yes.
Just April to July. And he'd be great in a booth. He'd be amazing.
Fantastic.
Plus, he can help scout talent for the team.
That's just a guess.
You know, see okay. if there's any anything. Players out there. You know, we could do that.
I would be. I think he'd be great.
He'd be great.
He'd be a lot of fun. Hey, he's just always a lot of fun.
Rich, we got a tweet that you might be interested in.
Okay, let's take a break.
Take a break, and
this is what's called a tease.
Yeah, and I think you're gonna like this.
This is what's called a tease right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Greg in Tacoma has been hanging on forever. What's up, Greg?
What's up, Rich?
How are you?
Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I've been laughing all the way through.
Great.
But the NFL dropped it completely by naming Aaron Rodgers MVP. This is the same guy who claims he's been canceled, always plays the victim card, bullies everybody, told 81 million people that they're somehow or all and all this other jazz. And on top of that, he just completely, you know, even Goodell said, you know, just everything about the NFL, I should be more happier because I'm from Cincinnati and Cincinnati's in the Super Bowl and Trey Hopkins is a friend of the family, but I'm going into the Super Bowl with a sour mood.
Well, let me help you with this, Greg. It's most valuable player, not most valuable person, okay? And
I understand that.
All right? And whatever Aaron Rodgers was saying and has been saying and has been advocating or what have you has nothing to do with how he played football this year. And so,
I understand that.
So the most valuable player, he was a dynamite football player. Dynamite.
And so was Cooper Kupp.
Now, I know that. I understand that, and so is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I know that. But
yeah.
But there should be no and just to make sure we're all on the same page here, it's 50 voters chosen by the Associated Press. The NFL has nothing to do with who's named. Nothing.
I know, but it's a bad look. You know, with the lawsuits and the without marriage stuff, and then all of a sudden here comes the Super Bowl and.
No, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. That is no question a bummer. And, you know, and there are many headlines going on with the NFL this week that have come to the fore or intensified. But, you know, when toe meets ball on Sunday, will you be watching?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just like I said, the only thing that's going to make me happy is that Cincinnati wins.
Okay.
And I don't have to see Roger Goodell.
Well, thanks for the call, sir. If Cincinnati wins, you'll be seeing Roger Goodell hand the trophy out.
And if the Rams win, you'll see Roger Goodell
hand the trophy out. That's what you'll be seeing. Pete in Richmond, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Pete?
Howdy, gentlemen. It's been a while.
Pete.
It's been a while. How are y'all doing?
It's
happy
true.
Super Bowl Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Right back at you.
I guess a little bit more, Pete. You know, Brockman, good luck on your 27 parlay bet. Whatever you're going to do this weekend.
Thanks, brother.
TJ, I'm sorry about Sean Payton, but I'm really not because I hate Dallas. And Del Tufo, you my boy.
I love
you, Pete. No, Pete. Do not, Pete, do not feed the animals.
Yeah, hang up on this call.
No.
No, sir, because Rich – pinstripe eyes and boy, a little bit of bass in the voice announcing the Hall of Fame last night. You go, kid. I love it. No, I just wanted to call and say hello. Two things. One, your fantasy football team should be up the A gap.
The A gap. What's, hold on a second. I know I'm asking a potentially dangerous question. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Ready, Mike.
What's the avatar for up the A gap?
Careful. You know what? I don't know what you
okay.
do about that.
All right.
One.
Let's go. We didn't need a workshop, but what else is on your mind?
Blitz term.
Okay.
Up the A gap.
Okay.
Two, just because everybody is talking about Joe Burrow, why don't you just call him Football Joe? But still, if I remember correctly, a couple of years ago, Patrick Mahomes was the next Brady. So we'll just let it keep going on like that. But you gentlemen have a great Super
Thank
Bowl.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Let me just hit this thing about Burrow. Okay, let me just hit this thing about Burrow here. Because I've been getting – I see some people thinking I'm overhyping. Look, folks. It's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl week. There's one game. That's it. And there's one game to focus on. There's other games that it's going on. There's other games going on, like Kyler Murray, getting rid of all things Cardinals on his Instagram
That's
account.
A game, all right.
And Tom Brady opening the retirement door ajar one more time, and then James Harden getting traded. So it's not just, outside of the Super Bowl within the football world. It is the sports world in general that, there are things to discuss. Also, even in our own house, Mike Del Tufo answering phones all week and trying to multitask as he's literally doing right now, a very loud talking person answering our phones because Adam Chudwin has been out. So there's been a lot going on around here. But when it comes to talking about the game, how do you not talk about Joe Burrow as much as we've been talking about him? Of course, we're going to do it. The guy is from the state of Ohio. The guy went to the Ohio State University and was told there was no room for him there by Urban Meyer. Now, yes, for Dwayne Haskins, who then went and threw 50 touchdowns, but Joe Burrow had to go elsewhere, okay? He says he's still a Buckeye because he got his degree there, and that's great. He's from the state of Ohio. He's totally should feel that way, and he's also an LSU Tiger because it was – thanks to them, he was afforded the opportunity to do what he's become, which is the most meteoric rise, period. Because even though Kurt Warner had his meteoric rise and went to the Hall of Fame, okay, and made a movie out of his life, and Tom Brady made himself what he's become with the opportunity he was given, and Kurt was not drafted, and Tom Brady was 199th overall, and that's been pushed back about Joe Burrow because he was number one overall. Well, he wasn't number one overall since the minute he came from Athens, Ohio. He made himself the number one overall pick. What he did in LSU, 60 touchdown passes, and then pointing to his ring finger, put one on there, and smoking a cigar, and Odell Beckham's handing out cash, and it's wild.
Awesome.
It was wild.
Awesome.
And then he becomes number one overall, especially when we were all focused on Tua the entire time. And then he gets into the league, and he's number one overall, and the first chance that he gets to try and show what he can do, he gets his ass beaten. Over and over and over again until he's literally broken. His knee gets torn up. And the Bengals are the franchise where you go, well, that's the most Cincinnati thing, isn't it? That he comes to Cincinnati and you can't even get a year out of him to try and get him acclimated, which is what the idea is. You need your guys to get reps in order to have them blossom into what you hope they become. And even with all of that, he blossoms into what they hoped he would become in year one with his knee injury. And then in year two, he's arrived. And Brady goes out the door. So, of course, we in the media are all wondering about who's next. We're always focused on who's next. I remember when I started at ESPN, The Magazine, had that cover of Who's Next? Lindros and A-Rod and
Cordell.
Kobe.
Cordell Stewart. Stewart.
Right? Amazing that everyone else was maybe kind of really next, but, you know, be that as it may, you know what wasn't next? ESPN the magazine. But we're still focused on what's next and who's next. Can Burrow be next? In the rest of our days, we will be wondering about young kids coming out of college, coming into the NFL, and can they do what Joe Burrow is doing? Now, we will forget about it and not say that if the Rams win.
Yep, true.
And that's what we're talking about this week. I'm not hyping it up saying that he is this. I'm saying that on Sunday when rings are handed out, not physically, but, you know, figuratively, when a trophy is handed out, when confetti is picked out of hair, will Joe Burrow be the guy that we talk about for years to come? Or can he be the next Dan Marino? Got there soon and then didn't get it again. That's what we're talking about. And I'm not saying he's the next Brady, but we're all wondering who can catch Tom Brady. You know who can catch Tom Brady one day? If that's it at all possible, it's somebody who's done what Joe Burrow has put himself in the position to do. That's all I'm saying. And Rams fans could sit here and say, why aren't you closing the show with the Rams? Because they got a bunch of stars. They got a bunch of stars.
They're supposed to be here.
Well, they were all in on it. And it's you can't take it for granted that they were all in on it. They were supposed to be here, and they got here, too.
Mm-hmm. They were like the Avengers. They assembled.
Right, and what's at stake for them is that they put their all in, you know, and knowing Les Snead, this is not all in one basket. They can figure out how to stay immensely successful for years to come. But what's at stake here is there's a Los Angeles fan base to be won. Don't forget, if the Rams win, that 2 days before the Super Bowl, the only thing this town was talking about on the local sports front is that the Lakers didn't pull a draft, a trade on deadline day. Maybe years from now, when the Rams have come and taken over this town and suddenly people aren't selling their tickets, they're going to the game, we'll remember this. This is what's at stake. That's why I love the Super Bowl.
The best.
Because legacies are forged. History is made, and it is so unfair to those who lose or get beaten or lose because they beat themselves. That's the worst. Or blown out, where Buffalo Bills teams that make four in a row are considered by some not dynastic. Not here. That was a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
This is what is at stake on Sunday. And if we are hyping it, there's two reasons. One, it's a long week and we are bored. And two, because Sunday is that big. Because this is the sport made in America, played in America. The only sport in this country or continent where it does not matter who makes the finals. We're all sitting down and watching it. Thank God.
God bless football.
And we are going to sit down and we are going to watch a team from Ohio and Cincinnati finally break through, or a team in Los Angeles returning to a town where they used to be breaking through themselves. And it's just because if the Rams win it, people in Georgia and Texas and Detroit, because of that quarterback, feel that they've won too. And if it's in Cincinnati, look out. Tight ends are going to bathe in chili. And it is going to be lit. Super Bowl 56, folks. We will chat on Monday. Have a great Super Bowl weekend here on The Rich Eisen Show.